Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
I was just talking. Somebody called me about a refund on charges I didn't authorize on my card and I got no services for. I just don't understand. I keep getting transferred around. I have multiple 6 months worth of charges for $56.95. I didn't authorize them. I didn't get anything for them, and I want a refund.
All righty. I'll be more than happy to look into it in one brief moment. All righty. Still here. One brief moment. And that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Robin Neidert, 8609 Fenway Drive, Bethesda, Maryland.
Alrighty. So, the transaction is loading. Thank you for that information. Alrighty, still here. Still here.
Okay.
It's just loaded slowly.
Okay.
Alrighty. So let's see. Alrighty. So yes, reviewing this profile, it does shows that, let's see, you was okay. So yes, ma'am, reviewing the profile, it does shows that there was a Wi-Fi booster that was won. All you had to do was pay shipping of $7.95 to receive. Do you not recall enrolling in for that Wi-Fi booster?
Oh, Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, it helps enhance your Wi-Fi.
It's a physical thing?
So, yes.
And
so Wi-Fi,
it's a physical piece of equipment?
Yes, it helps enhance your Wi-Fi. Like if you stay in a rural area.
$56 a month for a physical thing?
No, ma'am. We're charging you for the $125 gift card that you was enrolled into.
What gift card? I don't have a gift card.
It's gift cards that's being emailed each month. But basically what I'm expressing, do you recall of entering for the Wi-Fi booster?
No
okay.
Wi-Fi booster, no gift card. I haven't gotten any gift card. I have no emails about gift card. And no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
What
so,
emails for gift cards have I gotten?
So basically, whomever entered the contest for the Wi-Fi booster, they did not cancel the profile, which result of the subscription that begins to send out emails that values $125 gift card vouchers to order more gadgets. Could someone in your household? Yes, ma'am. Could someone in your household possibly?
What email address?
The email that we have on file is rginietert@aol.com.
That is my email. I have no email for gift cards. This is a scam.
Okay. Could someone in your household possibly?
What are you talking about?
Could someone in your household possibly enrolled into the contest for the Wi-Fi booster,
wait,
ma'am?
Back up. Enrolled in a contest?
Not a contest, but, you know, a survey.
$56 a month?
I'm just asking you, I'm just trying to get more information, ma'am. I do understand that, you know, we're trying to help you get this resolved. I'm just trying to ask you questions so we can get this situated. Expressed no one in your household possibly could have.
No,
okay.
That's ridiculous.
So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities.
You are claiming sending me emails every month. Is that what you're
saying? So we'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecute it. If these are charges, I'm just trying to get this situated, ma'am. I will do that, but you're asking me questions while I'm giving you information. You're asking me questions while I'm giving you information.
I need you to answer my
question. You're asking me questions while I'm giving you information. I will answer that question afterwards, ma'am.
Answer my question.
I will
answer
that.
Question.
Yes, ma'am. We will provide it to local authorities who, of whomever made this purchase.
Is ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. So if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. There will be 3 to 5 business days for fundings to fall back into your account. I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I can't believe this. So who are you sending an email to each month?
So the email that we have on file is UExpress, which is yours. UExpress, you haven't received anything. We are going to go ahead and investigate the charges while we're getting them reversed for you. I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready. Please do allow it 3 to 5 business days for your refunds.
What's the cancellation number?
That's going to be C like Charlie.
Yes.
262.
Yes.
471.
Yes.
487.
487. And this is canceled now, correct?
Right. This profile is canceled.
And you are making a refund, correct?
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days for fundings to fall back into your account.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I want.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye.
Customer, are you there?
Thank you. I'm done.
Yes, ma'am. You can disconnect whenever you get ready.